Val Klump is dean of the School of Freshwater Sciences at UW-Milwaukee. He's been monitoring the bottom of the bay for hypoxia when there are low oxygen levels. Klump says it's hard to tell if the problem has gotten worse over the years. There's not much long-term research except for a monitor put in by the city of Green Bay back in 1986.
If you look at what that bottom sensor says, it looks as if that in the last decade or so that the number of times that sensor detects hypoxic water has increased.
Klump says dead zones can deter lake flies, which fish feed on. In 2005, thousands of gobies washed up on the eastern shore of the bay due to low oxygen. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.